You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about the benefits of volunteering. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I used to volunteer at a community theatre where I helped out making costumes and preparing scenery. I'd been into sewing all my life and spent most of my spare time making cool clothes for myself and my friends. It's important to keep your skills up to date, and working at the theatre helped me to do more of what I already loved. I guess what I didn't expect was the chance that arose out of it to set myself up as a theatre costume designer. Simply through talking to other professionals in the team, it came to light that there was a real need for someone with my talents in the region.
Speaker 2.
Volunteering at an animal sanctuary during my student holidays was unforgettable. Not only did I love spending time caring for the animals, which I'd never done before, but I also met people from all walks of life, sharing tasks and responsibility for the animals. Made me suddenly grasp the value of pulling together with my new friends to reach a common goal. I hadn't considered that before. It's something that I'll take with me into the professional community after I finish my studies. I'm unlikely to take up an animal-related career or see those people again, but it was a fabulous experience.
Speaker 3.
It was a childhood friend who got me into volunteering. She loves children and asked me to go and help out at a day nursery with a small team of other volunteers in our town. Although I wouldn't have said dealing with kids was where my own skills lay, I found that I seemed to instinctively know what they wanted. I wouldn't say I felt confident enough to do anything professionally in that field, like teaching or whatever, but it got me thinking about what else I could try that I might be good at, and it was a good life skill to learn.
Speaker 4.
I've always thought of myself as a good team player, and I enjoy working with others. Since studying psychology at university, I've become interested in how different personalities complement and inspire each other within a group. I suppose that's what made me take on a role guiding others when I volunteered at a sports charity. I can't say I was a natural, and I'd always thought you needed to be a really confident person to direct other people. But I think I chose to do it so I could get involved in something I truly cared about. I'm glad I did, because I'm pretty good at it now.
Speaker 5.
I have strong math skills, and when I heard about a student mentoring scheme, I had to give it a go. I helped school students in my town who were struggling with the subject. It was fantastic to see how they gained confidence in something they weren't enjoying. I identified with them because I felt the same about foreign languages. I'd always wanted to work abroad, but without a language, I knew it'd be difficult. On the back of volunteering, I got a French tutor. I'm still not that sure of myself when I speak in French, but I thought, if I can help other people, I can help myself too.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I used to volunteer at a community theatre where I helped out making costumes and preparing scenery. I'd been into sewing all my life and spent most of my spare time making cool clothes for myself and my friends. It's important to keep your skills up to date, and working at the theatre helped me to do more of what I already loved. I guess what I didn't expect was the chance that arose out of it to set myself up as a theatre costume designer.
Simply through talking to other professionals in the team, it came to light that there was a real need for someone with my talents in the region.
Speaker 2.
Volunteering at an animal sanctuary during my student holidays was unforgettable. Not only did I love spending time caring for the animals, which I'd never done before, but I also met people from all walks of life. Sharing tasks and responsibility for the animals made me suddenly grasp the value of pulling together with my new friends to reach a common goal. I hadn't considered that before. It's something that I'll take with me into the professional community after I finish my studies. I'm unlikely to take up an animal-related career or see those people again, but it was a fabulous experience.
Speaker 3. It was a childhood friend who got me into volunteering. She loves children and asked me to go and help out at a day nursery with a small team of other volunteers in our town. Although I wouldn't have said dealing with kids was where my own skills lay, I found that I seemed to instinctively know what they wanted. I wouldn't say I felt confident enough to do anything professionally in that field, like teaching or whatever, but it got me thinking about what else I could try that I might be good at, and it was a good life skill to learn. Speaker 4.
I've always thought of myself as a good team player, and I enjoy working with others. Since studying psychology at university, I've become interested in how different personalities complement and inspire each other within a group. I suppose that's what made me take on a role guiding others when I volunteered at a sports charity. I can't say I was a natural, and I'd always thought you needed to be a really confident person to direct other people, but I think I chose to do it so I could get involved in something I truly cared about. I'm glad I did, because I'm pretty good at it now.
Speaker 5.
I have strong math skills, and when I heard about a student mentoring scheme, I had to give it a go. I helped school students in my town who were struggling with the subject. It was fantastic to see how they gained confidence in something they weren't enjoying. I identified with them because I felt the same about foreign languages. I'd always wanted to work abroad, but without a language, I knew it'd be difficult. On the back of volunteering, I got a French tutor. I'm still not that sure of myself when I speak in French, but I thought, if I can help other people, I can help myself too.
That is the end of part 3.